The Book of James 2:5. Listen, my beloved brethren. Has God not chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he promised to those who love him? According to the given place of Scripture, we conclude that the reason why Apostle James was required to write these words was because the church, against the truth of Scripture, began to determine the level of their spirituality by looking at what was in their wallets. We see that this is not a new thought, as this has been going on for 2,000 years. The words of Apostle James have been so powerful that for 2,000 years, this very thought has been brought up again and again. Now, today, in our days, it is still being violated by men. And so, for 2,000 years, Apostle James' words are not given to us, offered to us as an alternative, and we do not look at the measure of our wallet. We look at the measure of our faith. Romans 12:3, it's written, "For I say, through the grace given to me to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith." We ask the question, so do we need to think that the wealthy cannot be part of the chosen of the kingdom of heaven? To answer this question, we need to understand what the poor of the world are. The poor of the world are people who do not trust upon wealth of this world. The poor of the world, we are the poor of the world, we are those who do not trust upon the wealth of the world. The thing is, you can be poor, physically be poor, but at the same time, be greedy and dependent upon money. And the opposite, you can have a sufficient amount of funds and not be dependent on money at all. The truth is, our pastor writes, a person who is dependent upon money cannot be rich in faith. And being in such a state, his salvation will always be under question. Mark 10:23-24. Jesus says, he looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard is it for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God?" His disciples were astonished. And Jesus said, and answered again to them, saying, "Children, how hard is it for those who trust in riches to enter the kingdom of God?" And so, what are the conclusions? If the root of all evil is dependence upon money, then the root of all good is not depending upon money or to be able to rule over your money. And so, right now, we will sing a psalm and take part in this great service where we will honor God with our tithes and our offerings. And in the service, we will demonstrate before God, "Lord, we are poor of this world." Poor of the world are people who do not depend upon the wealth. How do you not depend on wealth? The root of all evil is chopped. The service of tithes and offerings, it chops that root and does not allow this root to flourish, so that it not produce death for us. That's why every service we continue to do this, the service of tithes and offerings, because this way we continue to confirm that this root is chopped and it does not have the chance to grow. Let us stand up and sing a psalm. Thank you.
жизни цветет, плод целебный дает, и живая река там бежит. Голос арфы звучит, ты с волнением молчи, все новое Бог сотворит. До небесной страны, светлой той стороны, голос бури земной не дойдет. Украшен покров, ждет он всех Божьих чад, никогда не зайдет. Одесную Отца нам обитель дана, бесконечная радость царит. Там весна пройдет, ночь туда не войдет, все новое Бог сотворит. До небесной страны, светлой той стороны, голос бури земной не дойдет. Украшен тот град, ждет он всех Божьих чад, солнце там никогда не зайдет. До небесной страны, светлой той стороны, голос бури земной не дойдет. Украшен тот град, ждет он всех Божьих чад, солнце там никогда не зайдет.
Allow me to repeat after our pastor that every time when the nation of Israel honored God with their tithes and offerings, either in the Temple of Solomon, he was or they were required by a command that God gave to Moses to stretch out their hands over their tithes and proclaim a great proclamation, which they continued to do for thousands of years. We are that same Israel. We are connected to the same roots. We are nourished by the same olive tree. We will do the same thing. Please stretch out your hands over your tithes and pray together with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I have separated my tithe from my house and have brought it into your temple so that you may have food within your house. I do not give in sorrow. I do not give in uncleanness. I do not give for the dead. I deeply believe in your unchanging word. And I am glad that I have the privilege to demonstrate my love and to acknowledge your authority. Now, according to your words, I pray, may your heavenly windows be open to me, and may your blessing come without end upon your redeemed nation. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Amen. May you be blessed. Please be seated.